for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2016 Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday, 1:15, February 20th, 2016. Deborah Vales is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on Walking in Freedom.
Deborah, come tell us what the Lord gave you.
Amen. It's an honor to be here today, and I thank God for everything that's gone on already. Are you glad to be here today?
Amen.
Can you clap your hands for Jesus? He deserves it. Amen. He deserves it. Highest praise, praise the Lord. And I just want to say, as I begin, I really love the Lord. He is my life. He's my all in all. He's my best friend. Amen. Nobody can do you like the Lord Jesus can. Nobody can keep you. Nobody can take care of you. Nobody can watch over you like the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm getting to know him in a greater way.
Amen.
And there's a song that says, I really love the Lord. I'm not going to sing it. He's done so much. I can't tell it all.
Amen.
But I just want to let you know that God is a good God.
Amen.
And everybody in here has a story, has a testimony. But one thing you can all say, you can thank God that you have your life.
Amen.
You can thank God. Amen. You have your strength and health. And you know what? One thing about deliverance is the more freer you get, the more clarity you get. Amen. The more you realize how much God does love you, He cares about you, He has your best interest at heart. And no matter what road we've gone down, you know, God sometimes allows things to happen to us, and we may not understand why. We don't have all the answers, but we know who. He has the whys, the wherefores, the hows, and all of that. But all we need to do is learn to just surrender to Him and learn to say, well, God, you know what's best for me. And He knows what's best for you. Even though you, again, you may not have all the answers, praise God, but just know this, God does know, and He understands. He understands your makeup, praise God. He understands who you are. He made you. He formed you in your mom's belly before you knew yourself. Guess what? He knew you.
Amen.
And He has a plan for your life.
Amen.
Praise God. And one thing I'm finding out, first of all, thank God for Brother Merle and everybody here at Lake Hamilton. I want to just thank God for you all and all that you all are doing right here to make a place for people to come to be free and just to get what we need to go on in God. And it's a blessing to be able to gather like this, no holds barred. You know what? Jesus came to set the captive free.
Amen.
And so when you come with a mind that you want to get something for God, you don't have to ever leave destitute.
Amen.
Because there's something that each of us can learn each and every time we come to Lake Hamilton. So I just want to leave that with you, that keep an open heart. And whatever God wants to do in your life, if you be pliable, even if you hear something you've never heard before, don't turn it off.
Amen.
Don't just say, well, I don't know about that. So just take it to the Lord. Because if it's something that God really wants you to receive, guess what? He's going to reveal it from His word. Because He doesn't speak outside of His word. Everything God does, He does in line with His word. Praise God. And so He'll give you the peace that goes along with it so you can receive it and you can grow thereby. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to talk today about walking in freedom. And I believe that Jesus came so that we can be free, but we need to walk in it as well. And we can do that. And I've heard already testimony of, you know, God bringing some of us out of alcohol and drug addictions and different things, different walks of life. But when He brings you out so that you can be a testimony and a blessing to someone else. But sometimes the enemy wants to make us think that we can't stay free. But the Bible says, I believe in John, that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. That means it's a sure thing. Hallelujah. And I heard when I first started coming here that if you keep coming, you'll get more freedom. And I can really attest to the fact for my own life, I'm still getting delivered, still getting set free. Amen. Why? Not just because I come to Lake Hamilton. I believe that if you're born again, amen, you love the Lord, you're going to get in a place where you can grow closer to Him.
Amen.
And the closer you get to Jesus, the further away you get from darkness. And He wants us to come out of darkness. Why? God has called us, come on here, out of darkness into His marvelous light. The light of Jesus in us provides freedom, so that we can walk in victory and in harmony with the Lord.
Amen.
Now in the book of Genesis, when God created Adam and Eve, He made them free from sin. They were totally connected to God because they didn't know anything about sin. Now how many of you know when you come to Christ, He wants us to walk the same way? But in our finite minds, because now we're self-conscious, we've been alerted to what it is to know good and evil. And that's what God did not want Adam and Eve to ever experience. And He never created you or I to experience sin. But because Adam decided to do the wrong thing, it opened the way for us. Now we have to make a choice. And he had a choice. Now we have a choice. And the Bible says, choose life and you'll live. So we can make a choice. We can choose life or we can choose death. So each time the Word of God is presented to you and I have a choice to make. Am I going to receive it or am I going to reject it? If I choose to receive it, the light of Jesus will come on in. And then those areas in my life that's dark, come on, because God can't use anything dark that's in us.
That's
right. Flesh will not tarry in His sight. No flesh. If my flesh is going up, if I'm up here even singing, and my singing is not anointed, I'm just singing a song. Come on, it's not going to do anything. But the anointing destroys the yoke. You see, so we want our lives to be pleasing to God. This is why we have to learn how to walk free. Okay? So when we apply God's word to our lives, He gives us what we need to walk free, and as areas are revealed in us that God needs to work on and in, we can rest assured that He will help us as we surrender fully to Him. Now, before I go further, I want to pray. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you, God, for everyone that's here. And I just pray, Father God, that as your word goes forth today, that you will anoint your word and anoint us to hear what you're saying. And Father God, I thank you for the freedom and the liberty that comes when we are open to receive your word. I bind the enemy. I bind any type of distraction in the name of Jesus. I thank you for liberty and I thank you for freedom in the Holy Ghost. And I ask, dear Lord, now that you have your way, we thank you for the word that has already gone on so far. And Lord God, now you take us further and we thank you and we praise you for victory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. And we'll read all of that. Okay? 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. Again, we're talking about walking in freedom. The Bible says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, there's a whole lot of things in this scripture that's very encouraging. God, by his divine power, has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. How many times has the enemy talked to you and told you you couldn't make it? You're not going to succeed. When you leave here, you're going back into the same old thing, or these words come back to you. But God has given you and given us as believers all things that pertain to life and godliness. Godliness means God has called us to a life of right living because he has called us to glory and virtue. He has called us to a better way of life. And I don't know about you, but there's no better life to live than that being one in Jesus Christ. When we come to Jesus, there's no better life that you can ever live. Praise the Lord. And like I said, we've all come from different walks of life, and the Lord has brought us from different areas and different things we've all gone through. But when the Lord comes in, he truly makes a difference in your life. Praise God. Several years ago, a long time ago, when the Lord called me to preach, I was very shy. I can identify with Carla saying, you know, about, you know, taking a D in speech, and I took a D in book reporting because I would not get up and just repeat what I wrote on paper. So for God to call me at the age of 18, I was like, huh? You sure? You called the wrong one. I made a mistake, Carla, saying this. I'll do anything but preach. Don't ever do that. Don't do that. I did. I've always loved to sing, so I'll do anything. And he called me to preach. I was laying across my bed in the United States Army. And God spoke to me. I had come in from work and I was laying down. He said, you are in man's army. I'm enlisting you in mine. Yeah. Oh no, I can't do that. I don't like to talk. And I really didn't. I did not like to talk. My husband, bless it, we gonna be the Lord now. Anyway, he used to, you know, he'd get me to talk by asking me questions. If he didn't ask no questions, I didn't say anything. And it's because I was really very insecure, but I thought I was secure. Come on. How many of you think, you know, when you're shy, you really think you got it going on? You think, you know, hey, you know, I ain't got to talk to you. You in a shell. God can't use you in that shell. And the Lord had to let me know that. He said, look, I got a call on your life. I want to use you. You got to come out of yourself. That was my problem. I was full of self. Come on. And some of us have ourselves up on a pedestal. And in order for God to really use you, he has to break down the walls. He has to get through all the barriers. Praise the Lord. All the why you can't do it. How come I can't? And God used somebody else. And I don't know how to do this. And I don't know how to do that. No, we can't do anything. But I come to tell you, Jesus in you can do it. Oh, yes. When the Bible says you the head and not the tail, you're above and you're not beneath, and God has opened up doors that no man can close. Come on here. So when God calls you, he will qualify you.
Praise the Lord. And God has a work for every one of us to do. This is why he wants to teach us how to walk in freedom.
Amen.
You don't have to be intimidated.
Amen.
Let me tell y'all something. I was intimidated by women, especially older women. Like, I was scared of them. Why? Because I had a false view. And sometimes when you have a false view of something, praise God, the Lord has to let you know, wait, that ain't me. What you're seeing is not me. He has to show you who he is. And so when I accepted the call of God on my life, God had to begin to teach me who he was. He's a loving God. Come on here. He's a kind God. He's a faithful God. And there's nothing that God won't do for you when you ask him. Praise the Lord. So I watched God, amen, bring me up, and he still got a lot to do. I need him.
Amen.
I don't know about you all. I need him.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. I need him to help me. Come on. And you need him to help you. But guess what? When you're calling, the Bible says before you even begin to call me, I'm already, glory to God, answering you. I'm already putting things in motion to give you what you need. Come on here. So sometimes we may not know how to put it into words. Glory to God. But when you call on him, when you say, God, I've got to get before you because I need you. Before you even get there, he's making a way. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Amen. I heard somebody say it was a hard job for you to get here, but you didn't stop.
All right. All right.
You kept going. And guess what? You're here. Sometimes you got to push past. Sometimes you got to push past the doubt and the unbelief. You got to push past those gainsayers. You have to push past those faces that say you can't do it. You won't put that bottle down. You're not going to quit smoking. You got to push past that thing and say, oh no, if God is for me, he's more than the world against me. Come on here. So I have to push past shyness, inferiority. Come on. Amen. I had to get past people, what they would think. Come on, somebody. All these things will keep you in a box. But God has called you to walk in freedom.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. If he calls you, he's going to put in you what you need to do what he called you to do.
Amen.
Guess what? So then you give him the glory. You give him the honor because you know it was him that got you over. Come on here. Praise the Lord. Clap them hands right there. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen, it is the will of God that we walk in all that God has for us. In order to live a fulfilling life in Jesus, we must do this. Number one, we must have a love for our God. We must love him. It's important to know that God loves you.
Yeah.
It's important to know that he has your best interests at heart and that you do not have to work for his love. How many times we feel like we got to prove to mom and dad, amen, make sure that they love us. Come on here. But God, you don't have to prove anything. All you have to do is say, here I am. He accepts you for the things that's in you that he don't like. Come on. He's going to work on that. Come on, somebody. So in other words, you don't have to fix yourself up to come to God. Just come to him. Just like you are. Because he already knows what's in you. He knows what's in me. Amen. He knows the things right now that need work on. But you know what? The Bible tells us, come boldly to the throne of grace to find help in the time of need.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
So if something is presented to me that let me say it like this. Sometimes we need to be corrected in things.
Amen.
And how many of you know you don't like to be corrected? Oh, it's quiet now. you don't like that. But guess what? If you are a student of God, you're going to humble yourself
Amen.
And say, Lord, here I am.
Yeah, yeah.
If there's something in me that's wrong,
yeah.
I want you to write it.
Right.
Now, that comes from love of the Father.
Amen.
The Father loves me enough.
Amen.
Amen. To give me the instruction that I need so I'll be effective. God wants us effective in the kingdom of God. Okay? So we don't have to prove anything to make sure God loves us. He loves us because he gave his son Jesus. Okay? His only begotten son, that we might have eternal life according to the word of God. Number two, salvation comes through Christ. There's only one way to heaven, and that is by accepting Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, because he redeemed mankind when he died on the cross. Hallelujah. Number three, Christ's intercession for us. I love this because he is still interceding for you and I. He is a go-between. So even when the enemy tries to go before God or people, Jesus will stand up and say, wait a minute, Danielle belongs to me. Mary Ann belongs to me. Come on. And realize this. I think Jerry said this. The enemy really can't do no more to you than God allows. Look at Job. Job was put to the test because God said, okay, since you came before me, I will allow you to do this, but don't go no further. So sometimes tests come to our lives and tragedies happen and things happen. We don't understand why, but God knows why. And that's where, Patty, we have to learn to trust God. Don't blame God. The Bible says Job, he didn't charge it to God's heart. He didn't sin. Come on. Because sin will bring a breach between us and God. So it's important that no matter what I go through or you go through, that we keep our heart clean. Make sure you keep your heart pure. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus is our intercessor. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, and he makes intercession for you and I. He prays for us. He's our high priest, and he's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. So no matter what we have gone through, what we may be bound with, deliverance is ours because of what Jesus has and continues to do for us. So when we find that we're in a situation and we need help, the great one that can help us is the Lord, because he knows what you feel like. He knows what we're going through. Praise the Lord. As he was coming through and going through his own passion, he was touched with every bit of pain that we may ever have to endure, whether it be physical, whether it be mental, whether it be emotional, whatever that pain is, Jesus knows about it. And what I'm finding is that when I sit down and I tell God exactly how I feel, he understands, and he'll hear me out, and sometimes after I'm all done with it, come on, then he'll tell me, now you need to get this right or get that right. Come on. There's something in your heart. He'll listen to you, but he'll also tell you what you need to do to get free. Now, I believe that's why we're here. We want to walk in freedom. And you may hear some more things that you may not want to hear. But if you really want to be free, accept it. Ask God to go on in, do what needs to be done so you can get rid of it and push past and go on so you can continue to grow in the Lord.
Amen.
Number four, we must have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus told the disciples before he left that he was leaving, but he was going to send a comforter. And the Holy Ghost is our comforter. He's our convictor. He's our instructor. Okay? So the Holy Ghost was sent to abide with us, to teach us, to lead and guide and direct us according to the word of God. He doesn't speak anything of himself. He only speaks what he hears from the Father. He's with us every day. And this is a blessing to know that we can pull on the Holy Ghost anytime we need help. And there are many times that we don't even know how to pray like we should. So Romans 8:26 says this, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. How many of you have been in that situation? When there's a child or something going on, a crisis, and you don't know how to pray, the Holy Ghost knows how. Hallelujah. So we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And I don't know about you, but I want to be in the perfect will of God. So I want God to speak through me, to me. Amen. When I'm praying for someone else, I don't want to pray my own mind, what I think. Come on here. It's not about what I think. It's about what God thinks. Amen. So we have to tap into the Holy Ghost. Amen. And pray according to the Word of God. Number five, the communion of the saints. Now listen, know this, you're not by yourself. We can all get on an island and feel like at times, I'm the only one going through. Come on, we're not the only one. Come on here. I'm all by myself. Don't nobody care. No, that's when self-pity comes.
Amen.
Come on, somebody, because it's someone worse off going through something triple, quadruple worse than where you are right now. Amen. The Bible tells us many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver you out of them all. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, we are part of the family of God. And guess what? We need one another. I'm finding more and more we need one another. I love this today, that brethren can dwell together in unity. Come together, mind the same thing, in one heart. Come on, somebody. It's time for the body of Christ to join forces. It's time, amen, for us to put down our differences, all this stuff, and come together just because we love Jesus. And there's a dying world out there that needs to see and experience what we have. If you can realize how much power there is in here, amen. The Bible said one, well, there's a scripture that talks about one putting 1,000 aside, 2, 10,000. But I'm not going there. What I am saying, we need to come together. Come on. Run the devil out of town.
Amen.
Amen. Look at your town and see what's going on and get a prayer group together and get to praying. Run the devil out of our communities.
Amen.
Amen. We got drug houses on every corner. Amen. You got liquor stores and all this kind of stuff that, you know, promoting demonic trafficking. Come on here. Right in your neighborhood. And the more I hear about human trafficking, young people being stolen and kidnapped and sex trafficking and all of these demonic things taking place, and the church is sitting up, come on somebody, amen, we don't love each other right, we can't get together, come on here, we can't come together and mind the same thing, we're fighting, glory to God, witchcraft going on, warlock spirits, Jezebel, all kinds of stuff, we fighting inward fighting, and the world is going to hell in a handbasket. It's time for us as women of God to come together and pray. It's time for us to come together and call on Lord. We need, glory to God, God. And we need men of God and women of God that won't stop praying until we see change on the street, until the bars are emptied out and the drug houses are closed down and the prostitutes stop prostituting and the gangbangers stop gangbanging. It's time for the church to rise up. It's time for us to get in a place with God and call on God to
Years ago when revival would come to our town, praise the Lord, the churches would gather, and it didn't matter what church it was. It didn't matter what denomination it was. All we knew, it was revival. Glory to God. The people of God came together. They began to fast and pray and seek God because somebody's child was on drugs. Some little woman needed to be saved. Come on, somebody. It's time for us to seek God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I rose up too high now. I get stirred because one of the things the Lord has been telling me, He said it's time for us to get back to a place of prayer. It's time for us to pray through. I know we don't hear these terms anymore. We done got too holy. We done got too righteous. We don't know what it's about. Amen. To put on some sackcloth and ashes and begin to pray and begin to stay at the altar until you know God has done the work. I got a granddaughter that the devil wants to steal. Just 2 days ago, I had a terrible dream, Carla. And I saw these demons, and I could tell you what they are. They want to grab her. And when I woke up, the Lord said, you better fast and pray for her. It's going to take more than a bless me prayer. I'm talking about walking in freedom. Come on here. Because when you can't pray your family through, who can you pray through? Charity begins at home. If I can't pray you through, how am I going to pray you through? Come on here. God said, you better pray, you better fast. And I told her, I warned her. I said, you around some friends. You around some girls that are not good. Come on here. You better watch yourself. Warning. Come on, we got to warn them. Praise the Lord. I don't have time to sugarcoat. I love my granddaughter. But I want her saved. I want her free. Come on here. And we got to learn that when the enemy, amen, is on the rampage, the Spirit of the Lord will tell you when the enemy comes up in your home and you are a prayer warrior, you're going to know when he graces your door. Glory to God. Just anything can't cross my door. Praise the Lord. Because why? I pray. I say before God. And I love the Lord with all my heart. Praise the Lord. He brought me out of darkness. There was a time, glory to God, when I was a little girl and I lived with my mama who wasn't saved. I had to put up with those demons. But I said, one day I'm going to have a home that's sanctified. Glory to God. That's, oh my God, holy. And just anything can't go on in my house. Bring me to the word. We got to have the word of God. The inspired word. How many of you know when you begin to put the word of God in the atmosphere, it will expose the enemy. You see, she can't do, I don't mean to pick on my granddaughter, but it just, hey, it is what it is. Amen. The spotlight is on her. Because I told God, put a hook in her jaw. Somebody had to pray for me.
Amen.
Someone had to pray for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And in order for these prayers, glory to God, to continue on, now we have to teach you the importance of prayer. Hallelujah. Don't give up when it looks like they're going crazy. As mother said, her daughter came home. Praise the Lord. God brought her back. Praise the Lord. God wants to do something for this baby. Praise the Lord. I can see how the enemy wants to shut her down and keep her shut down and keep everybody away from her. But the devil is alive. She's in the right place. Too much power up in here. You hear what nobody say? There's too much power up in here. Hallelujah. When you really come together, glory to God. If you don't do nothing else, pray for this baby to get delivered. Put yourself aside and intercede for her. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Drop them hands right there. Praise the Lord. The word of God makes us clean.
It
gives us strength. And when we put God in remembrance of His Word, He will see that it is completed in our lives. The Word of God, listen, the Bible says it's quick and it's powerful.
Right?
It's sharper than a two-edged sword.
And it'll pierce. It'll go down and it'll divide. Come on, somebody. It'll make you mad before it make you glad. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, it will. Amen. But guess what? Just as God cuts, he'll heal at the same time. Hallelujah. It'll pierce the darkness. So it'll cut up the demons. Come on here. Oh, you ain't got to be afraid. I heard this story, and I don't know if I can get it all right, but the gist of it was that somebody sent a demon to somebody's house, and this woman was a prayer warrior. And this was a high-level spirit. And then I guess they were trying to send this demon to this lady's house. Well, the demon went. And he got ate up. And he went back and said, don't you ever send me over there anymore. Listen, when you are in God, the demonic realm knows who you are. And they know if you are a threat. Come on, somebody. Look at the seven sons of Sceva. When they praised themselves, they didn't have time to get somewhere with God, so they went trying to rebuke the devil in Paul's name. They didn't know Jesus for themselves. Baby, before you get up in here, and amen, you get to lay a hand, know Jesus. He said, wait a minute, I know Paul. And the horse of hell ought to say, I know Mary. I know, Carl, I don't mean the name. Y'all forgive me if I'm name calling. Y'all don't want me to tell. Just wave at me. I'll stop. Come on here. The devil knows you. He ought to know you. He ought to know if you're a prayer warrior. He ought to know, glory to God, you can't go over there on that side of town. Too much prayer going on. You can shut down all kind of activities by your prayer. We can change the government. The Bible says the heart is in the in the king's hand or whatever. Anyway, God will turn it the way he wants to. I can't quote it right. Y'all understand what I'm saying. Amen. When you get to praying, God will turn the king's heart. Come on here. God know our president. He know what's going on up there. Come on here. He know all the corruption that's taking place. He know the plans right now that they got for the justice system. That's why we, as a people of God, need to stand up and say, no more, devil. Got to pray.
All right. Number two, we've been called to virtue and glory. Behave. I thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
Virtue means excellence. He's called us to walk in excellence. We've been called as we follow God. He will teach us how to walk in the spirit of excellence. Okay? Everything that we do for Christ, we must do in the spirit of excellence.
Amen.
Give God your best.
Yes.
You know, I when I'm sitting over here, running the transparent, I'm praying, God, don't let me mess it up. Now, you help me to keep up with it. Help me to pay attention. Everything I do, if I pick up a broom and sweep the floor, I'm going to pick up every piece of paper. Come on, somebody. Whatever you do for God, give it all you got. Let God be pleased with you. Come on, somebody. Don't throw him scraps. Give him your best. Thank you, Jesus. God has made us the head, children, and not the tail. So it's befitting for us to excel in everything that we do. Now listen, when you go to school to be a doctor or a lawyer, you mean to make it to the top. Come on, you're not in school just to be there. Whatever profession it is, I been in school for 8 years and, you know, got all kind of degrees and all that. But the last degree I got was in journalism, and I meant to come out at the top, not at the bottom. Come on. Number one, I was paying for it. So I didn't need no D. Come on. I had to shoot for an A. I couldn't get no less than a B. Come on. And it wasn't easy. Praise the Lord. But I said, God, you helped me. And I didn't even realize, praise the Lord, God was so good to me. I did my final project on women in ministry. And my teacher, he craved me. I said, oh, my God. I didn't think I did so good, but when I got my transcript, A plus. Mm-hmm.
the little girl that didn't like to talk. Come on, somebody. Don't you know you're making a head and not the tail? You pull all that yucky stuff out of your life when the devil say you will never make it. You will never be anything. But God has a way to say, yes, you will. Come on, somebody. Oh, yes, he will do it. The thing that you think you can't do, that you see that God has put before you, some of your entrepreneurs, you have visions and you have witty inventions and things down in you, and you think you can't do it. Yes, you can.
Amen.
God is the one that put it in you.
Amen.
And if he's for you, he's more than the world against you. So you begin to let him make you and let him mold you. Let him bring out of you the rose that you are.
Amen.
You smell sweet to him.
Amen.
He loves you. You're the apple of his eye.
Right.
You're a queen in his eyes. Come on, you got to tell yourself, wait a minute. I'm not what the enemy say I am. I'm not what people says I am. I'm who God said. I begin to take a look at the word and see, amen, yeah, the word is a mirror, and yes, it will show us our nasty self. Yes, it will.
Amen.
But God will also show you who you are in him.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. You don't have to stay in Lodabar. You don't have to stay down below. Amen. I don't care, sis. I heard you. This baby right here, Donna. I heard you last night. You're a princess in his eyes.
Amen.
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 I don't care what you did last week.
Amen.
God don't see you in that state.
Amen.
He sees you whole and complete.
Amen. Amen.
And you will make it because you are the head and you're not the tail. God sees your heart. You keep on. I see you where you stumble here and there. Get up. Get up. Don't stay down there. We all stumble and fall. Come on here. Every one of us trip up. Come on here. I don't care how long we've been in God. Come on, somebody. But you get back up. And a song talking about we fall down. Get up. Don't stay down. Dust yourself off. Keep yourself around healthy people. Change your atmosphere. Change your surroundings if necessary. Whatever you got to do to get healthy and stay healthy. Because God really loves you. He loves you. And I second Carla. Woman of God, let me stop. I'm going to come back to you. Carla, can I say this? I really love you, and I thank God for you. I thank God for your boldness. I thank God for your tenacity. I thank God for your the way you bring the word out. Praise God. It has been an inspiration to me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first came here, the Lord spoke to me, and he told me, he said, I'm going to teach you something through these women of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you every time I'm in your presence or I listen to you on the radio, God, I glean.
Amen.
And how many of you know we need to glean from folks?
Amen.
Y'all don't hear me. Come on here.
Amen.
We need to glean.
Amen.
I get the word.
Amen.
You can grow.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
So I come back to you, baby. God has a plan for your life.
Amen.
Don't stop. He's gonna work it out for you. He's going to bring you out and also see him healing your body. He's going to make you every whit whole. Spirit, soul, and body. Putting you back together in Jesus' name. Clap your hands. Finally, make sure that Jesus is at the helm of all that you do. Everything that you do, make sure that he's at the helm of it, that he's in control, and that your motives and everything is right and straight. Number 3, we are partakers of God's divine nature. Okay? Why? Because we now belong to God. Okay? So, he'll take your nature, he took my nature, and he gives us his nature. That's the good thing about being born again. Okay? When we gave our lives to Christ, we took on his nature in exchange for our lower nature, which is seated in sin.
Yes.
This is why we must cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light.
Amen.
Why deliverance is so necessary.
Amen.
There's a lot of folks that don't feel they need no deliverance.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Ain't gonna pick, but there is a lot of folks that wouldn't come to a camp like this.
Amen.
because they don't feel that it's necessary. But we know it is.
Amen.
Okay? There is no excuse for us not walking in victory because of what Jesus has done for us. He completed the work on the cross. So all we must... my writing here. Okay, so what we must do is we must walk it out. Okay? We share in God's nature in order to conform to God and His holiness. Now let me read 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Thank you, God. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. It says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye're not your own?" When you begin to think about, wait a minute now, I don't belong over there anymore because my body now belongs to God. So I can't do the things that I used to do. I can't say the things I used to say. You know, if you talk, you know, when you shouldn't talk and said words you shouldn't. When you really give your life to God and the Lord begin to work on you, you begin to work on these things one by one. Whether it's a bad attitude, you don't have to be cursing. You could just have a bad attitude.
Amen.
Amen. Like Susan said, you could, you know, have a lying spirit. You know, be deceitful. Whatever it is. All that stuff, when you come to Jesus, it don't look good. If I get up here and lie, y'all gonna look at me like, she lying. That ain't gonna look too good. I can't get up here lying and stuff. Come on. I gotta tell the truth. Okay? I belong to God. For we are bought with a price. A price that none of us could pay. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Okay? Number four. We have escaped corruption from the world. As long as we continue in sin, listen, we face eternal corruption because the flesh carries death. Jesus carries life. When we give up flesh, we're saying we want to live not only now, but also eternally with Jesus. Sin has no hold on us when we walk according to the Word of God. The more I learn to walk in God, the more He'll reveal what I shouldn't walk in. So the reality of sin and the reality of things that are dark that God is not pleased with, I'll become the realization of that will come, and I'll see that, wait a minute, that ain't God, and God don't like it, and I don't either. If it's something in my life, for example, if it's a behavior that God don't like, whatever it is, when God shines His light on it, because that's what happens when light comes into the room, it dispels darkness. So light and darkness can't mix. If you get light and dark, you're going to get gray. Don't want to live in no gray area. Not no maybe area. Not no excuse area. He's not going to take my excuses. Get out of that area. Just say, okay, I need to get this right. Okay? Get it right with God. Diligence. Diligence is eagerness, earnestness, and haste to serve the Lord. Be diligent to serve Him. Number five, add to your faith virtue. So the more we trust God, the stronger we'll become. The more I rely on God, the more I depend on Him, the more I confide in Him, the closer I'm going to become with Him. Okay? Virtue is strength. So the more we get in the Word and grow, the stronger we'll become. Okay? Make sure you read the Word every day. Make sure you spend time in prayer. Gain a little bit of the Word, even if it's just one scripture, something to feed your spirit. Okay? Add to your faith daily and watch your life change. Your life will change. The Word refers to virtuous thoughts, feelings, or actions. Okay? So the virtues that we're to show before men are perfections of wisdom, knowledge, justice, truth, love, patience, holiness, perfections of, goodness, grace, joy, peace, and faith. And what God wants to do, He wants to complete us. He wants to mature us. Amen. He wants to bring us up. Praise the Lord. I can testify to my own life. When we came down here, I was used to ministering. I've been in ministry for this is my 34th year. Praise God. But in some things, such as the gifting that God has me walking in now, I'm learning. And we're always learning.
Amen.
Okay. Always. Come on. We don't have it all.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we ought to always keep an attitude where we can learn and we can grow.
That's right.
Amen. And one of the areas I love is prayer. Mm-hmm. You can always learn something more about prayer. Praise the Lord. Praying for other people. Praying with other people.
Amen.
Praying for yourself. Come on. Amen. You always need to develop more prayer because nothing goes without prayer. We need prayer in our daily lives. We need prayer on the jobs, in the schools. I mean, there's a whole lot of things to pray for. Praise the Lord. So every one of us can even take an hour a day and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because there's so many needs.
Amen.
Okay? That's just one area. Praise God. Number six, virtue, from virtue to knowledge. God does not just want us to know about Him. He wants us to know Him.
Amen.
He wants us to really have a relationship with Him. When you know somebody, you know the ins and outs. You know how they feel. You know when they're grieved. You know when they're happy. You know when they're sad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, God, we need to know His heart.
Amen.
We need to know how He feels about things. That comes with spending time with Him. That comes with spending time in His presence. Praise God. And He desires to spend time with us. So we must grow in the knowledge of the Lord. Our walk becomes more sure when we know how we should walk, how we should act, and how we should live in the kingdom of God. So the stronger we become, the more knowledge we gain as we meditate on the Word of God. One of the things I've begun to do for my own life, and I love it when Jerry first said about her putting the Bible on and letting it go, you know, all night long. I started doing that. I said, I need to do that. I ain't in the Word enough. Well, I got so now I listen to the New Testament. I listen to the Old Testament. It's long. Y'all know the Old Testament long. You know, Genesis or Malachi, long. So I put New Testament on first. Seems like it's more action. Amen. But I got so now to where when I hear the book of John, that's my favorite book. Yeah, book of John. I love it. In the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was. I love it. And it looks like I can see the Word. I can see it, and it's exciting. Yeah, and so a few weeks ago, I put on the Psalms because I was troubled.
Mm-hmm.
You see how the Word will help you?
Amen.
Yeah, I was a little troubled, and so the Lord said, go through the book of Psalms. Mm-hmm. Somebody used to call it the book of Palms. Mm-hmm. And the comfort and the strength.
That's
right. Oh, my, y'all know you read it there. And then the Lord said, you need some wisdom. Go to Proverbs. Yeah, I need wisdom, understanding. Need to know how to walk wise.
Amen.
Need to stop being rash.
Mm-hmm.
You see how the Word will help us? How you grow closer to God by listening to the Word? It does have an effect. It changes the atmosphere. Let me give you one more testimony. Several weeks ago, some things were going on in my home, and an argument ensued. And I wasn't in an argument, y'all. I wasn't in it. But anyway, so everybody gathered in my room. Everybody come in here. Anyway, so they yapping and going on peaceful. So then one other member came in, but when they came in, everybody left. Why they left? I said, well, don't worry about it. What's going on? Well, why y'all come in here? It's so much peace in here.
Mm-hmm.
My point is this. The more Word you have in your home,
Amen.
The more peace you're going to have.
Because,
again, the devil can't stay where God is.
Amen.
We kicked him all out. Come on. Because Look, y'all can sit here and look at me, but the devil come to your house too. But you have to get him out of there. I just have to be in the hot seat right now. Yeah, the enemy come. He come all kind of ways. You have to recognize, and you know what? I had to recognize, Deb, don't get in that. Don't jump salty. Come on. Don't take sides. Come on here. The Holy Ghost will speak to you. It wasn't my fight. And even if it was, we're learning how not to react to the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Stay on the offensive. That's what the word will do when you stay in the word. God will bring the word back up at the right time.
Amen.
And then he'll give you the answer you need. Speak peace. Get him out. Amen. Let me move on. From knowledge to temperance. Self-control. Okay? And we all have to deal with self-control. Okay? We got to govern our thoughts, our actions, our words, and our deeds. Every single day. Just one incident can happen to you and throw you off.
Amen.
Trip the button. Come on. You could be blessed and praying right now, and the next minute, you somewhere else. Come on. Just that quick. So we have to have self-control.
Yes.
Okay? From temperance to patience. Somebody said don't pray for patience. I tend to agree with that. Because I used to do that, and I was wondering why all this stuff was going on. Somebody said, what you doing? Well, I'm asking God to give me patience. Don't do that, because you're going to get the trial that will work patience.
It will.
What you need is endurance. So when the trial comes, then he's working patience. Then you walk in that. Don't pray for it. Amen. Okay. Endurance. We must be willing to endure the race that is set before us. I'll tell you one of the ways God did work some patience in me when my husband was sick and I didn't like to sit still. And this one particular time, the enemy tried to kill him, and it was over a 3-day period. The death spirit came in his sleep, and these two women came to him and tried to get him to talk about death in his sleep. He talked about it later. And what it was, is I was wanting to go to the hotel and rest because he was sick. But he said, could you just sit here with me? And you know, at first I fussed and I kicked around. And I said, I don't want to stay in here. Well, I'm just fussing. And finally the Lord said, Deb, your presence is staying the hand of death. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mouth closed. I shut up then.
Yeah.
I said, whoa, really? I had to repent. Because, see, I was fussing and going on. And how could I stay the hand of death and I'm fussing and going on? Come on here, because the Holy Ghost was inside. Come on.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. So I learned something in that. I sat there for 3 days. And my legs swelled up, but I sat there. And God spared him. But it worked something in me that I needed, and that was endurance. Because he knew where I was headed, and he knows where you're headed. So some of the things you may be going through right now is working some endurance in you, and you're kicking and you're screaming, and you're telling God no, and God wants you to settle down, sit down, and let me work this in you so that you can get what you need to stand when you need to stand.
Amen.
Amen. So patience is endurance. We got to be willing to endure. We must be constant in our walk with the Lord. This helps to build us up in the faith. The apostles endured. Oh, let me say this. Let me stop here. Because let me tell you what that worked in me. I have since had to go to the hospital with people that were sick and dying. There was a guy, and he was dying, and they asked us to come and pray. And when I got to the room, the Lord said, it ain't time for him to go yet. So we prayed, and I bound the spirit of death. He had about 14 more hours, and he was literally out. When we prayed, he woke up. He came to himself because there were some things he needed to get right with his family. And he began to talk to his wife. And the Lord said, you're done. You need to leave. So we left 14 hours later. He went home to be with the Lord. But there were some things undone. Had I not gone through, amen, praying and battling in the spirit years before, because there was a time when I was young, I was scared of death. You see, God has to deliver you from things.
Amen.
Amen. He knows where you're headed. But I thank God for giving me the endurance, praise God, to sit there during that time that helped somebody else. So some things we go through, it will help others down the road. You never know why you're going through what you're going through, but don't fight it. Just let God work in you what he needs to do. Okay? The apostles endured all that was placed before them. God moved in their lives because they were sold out to the work of God. And we have to do the same thing. Number 9, patience leads to godliness. And godliness is holiness and piety before him. So as our walk continues, we must be holy. God is holy. Okay? We cannot walk divinely in the flesh. There's no way. We must be willing to let go of everything that would contaminate us, cause us to err from the faith. Patience leads to godliness. So we learn what to do and what not to do in our walk with the Lord. Number 10, from godliness, brotherly kindness. That means we must be willing even to go the extra mile with our brother and our sister. Number 11 is charity, which is love. And one of my favorite scriptures is 1 Corinthians 13, because it teaches us how to love, how to walk in love. We must walk in the love of God in all areas of our life. If we do these things, the scripture says, we'll never fail, never fall, rather. We will make our calling and election sure. Now this lets us know, beloved, our walk in freedom. We can walk and we can be successful and victorious in God. So every time the enemy tries to tell you, you can't, you tell him, yes, I can. Because the word says I can do all things through Christ. Because it gives me the strength to do it. Thank you, Jesus. This is a powerful scripture because the Lord lets us know we can live victorious in Christ. Amen. We can maintain our walk with God without sin and failure if we abide in the Word. So it's my prayer today that you will continue to develop a relationship with the Lord and allow His Word to take first place in your life. I want to end with this word the Lord gave me a few days ago for you. The Lord said this. He said, I've called you to a higher calling in me. I've called you to walk in my divine will so that I may complete your destiny. There are many promises in my word, and I will reveal myself to you as you spend time with me and get to know me, for I long to commune with you, says the Lord. I look for a people that I can share my heart with and speak to, commune with, so that I may let you know my heart and my will for your life. As you surrender your all to me, I, the Lord, will minister to every area of your life. I will bring freedom as you submit to my will and my leading, says the Lord. For I am with you, and I will strengthen you. I will keep you through every test you're called to endure. As you call on my name, you will see me move in your life. Walk with me, and I will bring freedom in your life. Close all doors to sin. As I reveal sin, be quick to repent, and I will cleanse you. For I come to make you whole, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, will complete my work in you, for my word is true. Trust me, and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know, says the Lord your God. Stand to your feet. We're going to pray. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you that you called us to walk in freedom. We thank you for the liberty that comes as we get more of your word. I pray for your people right now. I thank you for freedom. I thank you for these Christian virtues. I thank you that you've given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. I thank you, God, that the entrance of your word in gives light. Hallelujah. We thank you for that today. I thank you that your eyes are running to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of your people. And I thank you for these precious women of God. I pray, God, that you will continue to pour into them, pull out of them everything that you don't want there. And God, most of all, encourage them. Build them up in you. Let them know that you are their hope. You are their strength. You are their all in all. Oh God, I thank you that you're giving them a push, that they'll be like Paul and they'll be able to say, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Father God, everything that's not like you, I want you to go in, God, and pull it out in the name of Jesus. Every bit of demonic activity, oh God, in Jesus' name. Every stronghold, oh God, bust it up in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for freedom in the Holy Ghost. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that your people will go forth and they will do exploits in you. In the name of Jesus, continue to build them up and make them strong. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.